Growing up, about this time of the year, every year, about 40 years ago or so, kind of dating myself, this time of the year, we all get excited because in our little town of about 350 people, a tiny grade school, middle school with no high school, all get the fire truck out, and then there's a man in a red suit, Santa Claus is on the back of that fire truck, and the whole deck of the fire truck is filled up with sacks of peanuts, with hard candy, and oranges, and even the little candy orange slices, all mixed together, not separate bags, so you get the salt when you take the hard candy. And I can still remember putting my face in that sack, or when you're opening it and smelling that brown paper sack with the candy, with the peanuts, with the oranges. And it was our favorite time. And even today, 40 years later, I think back about that time, at this time of the year. Now, being from that small town, and that's the biggest event that's going to happen. All the decorations are out on the tree, or on the street signs, or on the light poles, and the whole community, the whole town comes together, and we're so excited about that time. That meant my mother had great leverage over us. If you don't be good, you're not going to get to go. Quit fighting with your brother. Quit touching him. Quit staring at him. Go outside and play. But Mom, it's 10 degrees out. Then put on a coat. Go. That was us growing up. And one time I remember asking my mother, well, because she always said, be good or you're not going. Be good or you're not going 4 blocks away. You think we're not going to go? 4 blocks away, you're not going to go see Santa Claus. You're not going to get your sack of candy. You're not going to go and enjoy this at all. You're not going if you don't be good. So one year I asked, well, what's that mean? What's it mean to be good? Well, I said it differently than that. Mother says, quit fighting with your brother. Quit teasing. Quit picking on him. I'm the oldest, so apparently I picked on him a lot. I don't remember that part. Don't hit them. Don't touch them. Don't slap. Don't be nice. Quit it. Stop. And if we didn't stop, go outside and play. In our lesson today in the gospel, the people come to John and say, what must we do? What must we do when they're being baptized? And he says, if you have 2 coats, give a coat. If you have more food, give food. Do not take more than you deserve. Do not take more than that's prescribed for you. And he gives those people kind of a rubric of what you must do to help usher in the kingdom of God. I love coming to St. Thomas, I love being part of St. Thomas community. And I love the fact that we have printed service bulletins, but you always see me carry my little prayer book. For 15 years this January, I've carried this thing and it's starting to wear out a little bit. But it's kind of an anchor when I preach and talk. But it's something I like to hold on to. But there's a lot of things in here. And if you can reach or find one in front of you, and if you'd like to join me, I'm going to read some pieces out of the prayer book. So on page 137, there's a prayer for daily devotions for individuals and families. This is something that my wife, Lisa, and I did even when Kiri was in her house really, really little at that time. We did this daily devotion every once in a while. And it's a good prayer even when you're sitting down at a meal, but it tells us something, the collect at the bottom of 137. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all we do, direct us to fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. O teacher, what must we do? If you jump to page 304, the baptismal covenant. Every time, and we've had a lot of baptisms in St. Thomas, when we have a baptism, we reaffirm our baptismal vows. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent, return to the Lord? I will with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all others, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being? I will with God's help. If you jump to page 418, in confirmation, there's a prayer at the end of the prayer on the top when the bishop says, send them forth in power of that Spirit to perform the services you set before them through Jesus Christ, your Son, and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, now and forever. And then finally, if you go to the Catechism in page 856, what is the duty of all Christians? The duty of all Christians is to follow Christ, to come together week by week for corporate worship, and to work, pray, and give for the spread of the kingdom of God. O teacher, what must I do? We hear what we must do through the Word of God, through our prayer books, through our traditions, who we are as Christians. We must treat every human being with dignity and respect. We must clothe the naked, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty. We must protect one another. We must love one another. We should, when we touch each other, like I did my brothers, in a different way. We must touch their hearts. We must love them and lift them up. We do a really good job corporately at St. Thomas of lifting up one another. We have great ministries here. We had a great celebration yesterday. And we do lift each other up. But in our communities, like that little small town I'm from, what about in your neighborhoods as individuals? Have we tried to coordinate a collaboration of people coming together just in the name of God, in the name of Christ, in love, not through an icon, but just as individuals, one-on-one? I think that's what helps bring the kingdom of God, reaching out to those in other denominations or other beliefs, other religions, other thought processes, but bringing that corporate, that community, lifting that community up within our own, where we live, our neighbors, where we work, our co-workers, and even within our own family. Not only did we come together in that small little town to bring out the fire truck that we may see only once or twice a year. Usually we saw it in July when we were burning off wheat stubble. It kind of controlled the burn. That used to be a practice back then. But we never saw it any other time. Unless there's a red man on it, or a man in a red suit, and a bunch of candy on it. And we come out and it would turn on the lights, the rotating lights, not the flashy ones. And sound the siren, and that was it. That community came together through hope. Community wasn't that wealthy. It was a farming community. We may have gotten one present, or we ate really well that time of the year. The rest of the community, people that lived there, may not have gotten anything, but we always had a drive and we shared. We shared everything. We knew everybody. I still know out of my 12 class members in that little school where they are. Even though I might have been picked on a little bit from other class members because I had floppy big ears and I was skinny. But I still know where they are. One's in Nebraska, some are up here, and every once in a while we'll get together here at a Chiefs game. Even though we went to different high schools, as grade school and middle schoolers, we still stayed in touch. And I think it was because the community came together. Outside of anything else, just got together and shared that day. What if we did that every day? One of the things that we were taught as well, you're not just being good this time of the year. It's the whole year. I remember when July, my mom would say, when you guys got in a big fight. I don't know that you'll go see Santa. Always this leverage. What about us preparing the way of the Messiah, preparing for his birth? This time of Advent, we've used this time to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, and try to help bring in light where darkness is. That's what we're called to do. Oh, teacher, what should I do? Should bring light to darkness. Should bring joy where there's despair. Should help and lift one another up. Do that going forward as we prepare for the Christmas, as we prepare for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.